Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette. And tonight, Brother Eddie, for our class tonight, Brother Eddie is going to be discussing our spiritual forward leg relay race. And Brother Eddie, the man of the hour, our numbers man, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
I'm doing great, great, great. Cannot complain.
Good.
And
it's always good.
Quickly to give the acknowledgement to the ancestors with Ashe, the elders with Namaste, and with the family, friends, and listening audience, love, appreciation, honor, respect for your time and space, and most of all, for this portion of your life that we share together. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, yes, good that you're doing good. I know you didn't get much sleep today. Neither did I, but it's all good.
No.
No,
but that's okay.
Anyway, family, we are going to be touching on our spiritual four-legged relay race because I'm beginning to see everything that we do has a spiritual component to it. But before we even get started with the current events and everything, I want to introduce the family to a new game. It's called the Brain Game. And this Brain Game is going to be dealing with me giving different quotes that we've all heard. But I will be replacing the main words with the number five. The game is that you have to figure out what word or words that come to that particular number five within the quote. For instance, five for five. What is the five for in the other five? What word? So real quick, five for five is no more than food for thought. Food is 14, which is 5. Thought is 41. That's it. And what happens if you do figure it out, you win. You will get an hour of a free reading plus anything that you want to talk about dealing with your interests or what's important to you, dealing with the number that's basically dealing with me giving you your reading of your name and your birth, dealing with your interests. So within that hour of the reading, we will go through all your personal interests and what's important to you by the number. So that's what you're wearing. So with that being said, family, I might as well give you the two that we'll be doing this week. If nobody gets it, we'll roll it over until next week. Until somebody gets it, because I'm quite sure some of our sharp listeners will probably be able to find these things out by using the computer. That's what it's for. So the first one is this. Five makes a soft five. A five makes a soft five. The second one is five, what five? Five, what five? And it sounds kind of funny, but when you hear it, you will really know, oh, man, oh, what? Yeah, but again, the word or words will equal five. Again, for instance, if it's a double word that equals five, for me, martial arts comes to five. It comes to 41. Martial, 22. Arts is 19, equals 41. Another one. We've all heard is your willpower. Willpower comes to 32, which is a 5. Get well comes to 32, which is a 5. So you can use those double words, and you'll be able to figure it out, family. So that is the premise of the Brain Game. And you know what? You win with your free reading. So there it is, family. A brain game. And by the way, brain is five and game is five. So it all adds up. So with
you
that, Sister Antoinette, you got five on it. That's it. So with that, you can start off on the current events.
Okay. Well, I have one. Elon Musk was here in Delaware today. He was here in court. Musk defends his Tesla pay, says he'll shift focus from Twitter. Court over his Tesla compensation. The billionaire downplays distractions despite sleeping on the floor at his new social media firm. In a Delaware courtroom today, Elon Musk defended his leadership of Tesla and said he expects to soon shift his focus from Twitter, the troubled social media firm that he now owns. I think the fundamental organizational restructuring will be done this week, Musk said of his work at Twitter, where he has claimed to be sleeping on the floor at times since acquiring it last month for $44 billion. He has also fired its top executives and laid off half the staff. He added that he expects to soon scale back his time at the company and will eventually find somebody else to run it. Musk took the stand in a trial stemming from a Tesla shareholder lawsuit over his 2018 compensation package that turned out to be worth more than $50 billion and helped make him the world's richest person. Plaintiff Richard, and I'm going to spell his last name, Tornetta, so Tornetta, alleges the company erred in approving a pay package that dwarfs even those of other top tech executives, despite Musk splitting his time between Tesla and several other companies he runs, including most recently Twitter. Upon questioning from the plaintiff's lawyer, Greg Varallo, V-A-R-A-L-L-O, Musk defended bringing Tesla's engineers to Twitter to evaluate Twitter's engineering staff ahead of mass layoffs at the social media site. He said their participation was voluntary, after hours, and a minor thing. Pressed as to whether anyone on Tesla's board had contacted Musk to suggest that it might be problematic to use a public company's employee to help his other private company, Musk said he did not recall any such conversation. Okay, well, this can be found on the Washington Post. Okay, Brother Eddie. You care about Elon Musk on the court today?
Not one bit. No, because first and foremost, as the family knows, I don't do social media at all. So regardless of him buying Twitter, or I never did Twitter, never signed up to Twitter, don't read Twitter. So again, that's that's not my realm. So whatever he's doing, if he's doing the right thing, I hope for the best. And if he's doing the wrong thing, you know, keep sleeping on the floor, you know. So I ain't got no more.
But don't you find it kind of hard to believe that a billionaire is sleeping on the floor?
That's social media, the news, it's manipulating even the energy of the conversations that we should be talking about, because like I said, at the end of the day, it's not going to change our life one iota unless we are a part of the usage of Twitter,
yeah.
You know. So other than that, for those who are a part of it, it might do them some good and knowing. But again, no, you know, him sleep. Where did that even come from? See, like you said, he's a billionaire. You know, he would never just sleep on the floor unless he wanted to. He had
beds
and everything else moved in there. He have a frame, you know, come on, billionaire. He just spent $44 billion, you know. So, so there's nope. Not going to even go there. Nope. Not going to give him the movie called Nope. Nope. No. So other than that, if you wanted to play one of the links that we were talking about earlier, this would be the time to give that, because that has more meaning and interest than Elon Musk sleeping on the floor at his new facility of Twitter. So, you know.
Okay, and I think I downloaded the wrong one. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. No, I was saying you can either go to the link or go to the next current event, because we don't need to get that much time to Mr. Billionaire Musk, you know. He's got the things.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Things that we need to be talking about that he's doing, he's not going to reveal. Just like the government,
no.
Just like, you know, everybody else, they throw some stuff in front of us to distract us. So, no.
Well, I'm sure everyone probably knows by now that Dave Chappelle is one of the latest to, get his hand smacked by the Jewish community, the powers that be. And I'm going to play this for y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Chappelle!
Much for being here. But before I start tonight, I just wanted to read a brief statement that I prepared. I denounce anti-Semitism in all its forms. And I stand with my friends in the Jewish community. And that, Kanye, is how you buy yourself some time.
Can I have another one?
Now the midterms are over and everybody's awake. These new whites, man, they're like the whites. They're like newborn babies, just woke up. Everything white people are mad about, we've been on that. Man, I can't feed my family. Black people are like, we've been on that. Man, we can't trust the government. We've been on that. Man, we should dismantle the FBI. Word to Martin Luther King, bro. We've been on that.
Okay, Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. I'm with you.
Okay. Well, now.
And
go ahead.
I didn't hear clearly, but what the some of the stuff I did get, especially the last little clip when he was just mentioning everything that Kanye is talking about that bears any interest for us, we've been talking about for years. So
yeah.
Again, it's nothing truly new, as they say, under the sun, but it's nothing different that he's talking about that we've been talking about. Even celebrities, just to use one, somebody sent me a little TikTok, which I don't really get into, but I did because it was sent to me, and it was an old TikTok video of Tupac. And Tupac, you know, I mean, decades ago before he was killed, was talking about the same thing. You know, every time we try to make an inch, they snatch it from us, you know. Again, it's playing their game by their rules, regardless of how much talent, gifts, or whatever we have, you know. But again, Kanye and all of those who are talking about this, that, and the other, come on, family, we already know, and we don't have it, but we have enough black millionaires to do anything we want to do. We're not even counting the black billionaires, just the millionaires alone to start any league that we want to start any new record company. We got all the damn talent. Why can't we come? Because, again, at the same time, knowing all these things, not just understanding the fine print of signing your signature over to the devil, your soul, but just knowing that when we sign, we become mute. We're in control. Just like a lot of people are going back to that House Negro feel Negro. It's updated, all of this, when I look at it and look at the numbers, it's the updated version, as we used to call the Willie Lynch syndrome. You know, pitting us against when we got all the resources we need to fix us. We ain't got to worry about nobody else. We always up to us to fix us. But again, those contracts stipulating even being in this system, being in the system that once we make this money, we put our money in their banking system, which also has a regulation where it's only so much money that can be taken out. And when you do take out a particular, let's say $10,000, you got to tell them what this money is used for. So if our black people wanted to do something, we still got to let them know what this money is being used, who we are donating this money to or whatever, unless, you know, and people in that stature aren't going to take time enough to do things under the master's nose, if we want to keep it like that, those who they've signed the contract with. Because master being seven, signature being seven, and soul being seven. By putting your signature, who owns your soul? Who's your master? Who's paying you your money? So I've been talking about this way before I even got into metaphysics, on just the sports figures alone back in the 80s and 90s, being able to bring and pool their money together to make their own National Basketball League, their own NFL, their own baseball league. We have enough millionaires then and now to do that. So we know it's more than a notion that it's not being done. See? So at the end of the day, yeah, we've been talking about this family. This has been in the air and the wind for decades. So again, everybody acting like, what's Kanye? Well, not everybody, but these who are blasting Kanye, Kyrie Irving, you know, these things have been said. Minister Farrakhan, years ago, when the book came out, The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews, all these things were told back then. But when we revisit them again, who gets in the uproar? See, I can retweet if I was on Twitter or Facebook and just redo something some white person did, and because I said it or I retweeted it, now I'm in trouble, or I'm in what they call Facebook or Twitter jail, where my account is pulled or whatever goes on in these different social media sites. See, it doesn't matter. As soon as something is said against them, again, that word, anti-Semitism, come on, be serious. Anytime they throw that at a black person, if we don't know who we are and we fall for the okey-doke, come on, stop it. And how long are they going to use the same nonsense, like they're the authentic Hebrew Jew of the Bible? These fake Jews. Revelations 2:11, y'all, tells you about the fake Jews. Explains them exactly. So again, we don't even have to get that deep into it. It's right there. And like I said, the proof is in the pudding. When somebody wants to fight, just give them the verse of the Bible. Shit. King James and all you English people wrote it. So beat their butt with it. You know you a lie. See, because by the number itself, a real Jew can't do nothing but tell the truth. And if we know these people ain't telling the truth, they're not the Jew, baby, by the number. Oh, God. That's how I see it right away. See, you can't fool me, because your behavior, along with your action, is truth. And if it ain't displayed, shown, and spoke, you're not a Jew. That's for me, family, and that's by the number of God, baby. See, so a fake person, I don't care what hue, color you might be, if you ain't speaking the truth, as we said with Barack Obama, baby, all of those people that are my color are not my kind. That's why kind is 13, baby. It's spiritual, baby. It's the truth. That's why that person, I don't want to call him out his name, did not speak the truth. See, no matter what, you with them, you fall with them.
Yeah.
We in the season of fall, baby. Oh, y'all getting ready to fall. I let it stand at that. You can go to the next current event, Sister Antoinette.
Okay, well, we were speaking about Kyrie. Did I say his name right?
Yeah, Irving. Kyrie.
Kyrie Irving. And a commentator has spoken about him and saying that he has to be buck broken before he returns to the Brooklyn Nets. So I have a clip for that.
Everyone has been discussing Kyrie Irving because of what happened, you know, with him. Now, of course, we know the story that Kyrie Irving shared a link that was up to a movie called Hebrews to Negroes on Amazon. He didn't leave any kind of commentary. He just shared the link. Then lo and behold, he was being accused of being anti-Semitic. And he said, well, where is this coming from? He said, I just shared a link to a movie. So they started telling him about certain anti-Semitic tropes and all of that. So he just threw him for a loop. He just said, hey, I was looking, you know, my name meant Yahweh. And he said at the time, he said, so I started looking, I kind of put that word in the search in Amazon, and then that documentary came up. He said, so he said, that's what made, led me to that. So he's explaining, you know, what happened. But they just kept on insisting, saying, oh, you know, Kyrie is a, you know, anti-Semitic, and there you go, start attacking Kyrie. So then Kyrie, you know, at first he said, well, I'm not removing the link, it's on Amazon. Because all this time, Jeff Bezos has never been considered anti-Semitic. Amazon has not been called anti-Semitic. They have not. They have not been accused of making money off of anti-Semitism. Not once. Just Kyrie. And when we see something like that, say, wait a minute, hold on. This is something different, okay? You let Jeff Bezos alone? Nothing said about Amazon? And then profiting? I say, but you all on Kyrie? Okay, so they end up suspending Kyrie because he had made an apology to him, and he made an apology on Instagram. And then he ended up saying, hey, look, you know, if I hurt anybody, that wasn't my intention. You know, I wasn't trying to do that. I was just sharing a link because, you know, I just know who I am, and this is my heritage. That's the only thing that the man said, but that wasn't good enough. That wasn't good enough. So they wanted him to do something that has never been done before, you know, to someone that's been accused of that. They gave him a checklist, like a bunch of side quests that he must do. Now, I actually viewed the movie, Hebrews to Negroes. I actually viewed it, paid for it on Amazon, because I did not want to even make this video unless I viewed it. It's 3 hours long. I would tell you, if you choose to view it, just go past the first 10 minutes. That's like they promoting this all kind of movies they're making. I'm like, Lord, can't y'all done that another time? Why 10 minutes full of previews? Anyway, the just beyond with you, the majority of the movie, if you really want to see that movie, just go find a camp of Hebrew Israelites on the corner somewhere, and basically you're hearing the movie. But I'll say, okay, let me go through this movie and see why it's an issue to the ADL. So there's a section in the movie around 23 minutes and 50 seconds. You know, if you want to go see that yourself, they start talking about falsehoods of what Jewish people say. And around the third one, I think it's the third one, they basically was denying the Holocaust. So if you deny the Holocaust, of course, the ADL is going to be on your butt. Now, I don't understand why anybody denies the Holocaust, because the Holocaust did happen. That is world history. It happened. My grandfather fought in World War II against the Nazis. So to say that that didn't happen, then, okay, well, what my grandfather was fighting the Nazis for then, if that did not happen? It did happen. That's world history. And I understand, you know, how the Jewish community feel about that. That's their hurt and pain, and they don't want to see that ever happen again. No, and no one wants to see that happen again. Just as much as someone, let's say they was to deny slavery, in which we're starting to see people trying to minimize slavery or just outright deny slavery. Of course, we're going to get upset as Black Americans and say, hey, hold on. Slavery happened, bro. You know, we got the evidence of that. We was enslaved for a long, long time, okay? Because I'm a firm believer of this. You can discover who you are as a person, and you don't have to denigrate nobody else. You just don't have to. You just go into who you are. Because outside of that, from what I've seen in the movie, you know, I mean, it tries to, you know, say, oh, well, they're not really part of, you know, the religion, talking about people of European descent that who are Jewish people and all of that. You know, it went to some of those things, and, you know, but outside of those things that I would say the ADL would say something about, the majority of the movie is just something that you would, you know, you can just listen to a Hebrew Israelite YouTube channel, you know, on. I mean, it's just that in a longer sense from what I've seen in the movie itself. But what happened to Kyrie Irving when he got suspended, and Shannon Sharp, brother, you was against Kyrie, you know, Stephen A., Shaq, Charles Barkley, all y'all speaking against Stephen, all y'all speaking against Kyrie. But now, when they got these requirements, we're going to go through these requirements for Kyrie. If he want to come back to the Nets, this is what he got to do. Number one, he has to apologize and condemn the film he promoted. He shared a link on Amazon, and the movie's still on Amazon. They say he promoted it by sharing it to his page. They say he promoted it. He didn't say, hey, y'all go watch this movie. This is the best movie ever. He didn't do that. Not at all. The second thing they want him to do is make a $500,000 donation to anti-hate causes. He originally donated some money to the ADL, and they said the ADL gave it back. The third thing they want him to do is complete sensitivity training, just so he can go back and play basketball. I want y'all to think about this. Kyrie Irving didn't even say the things Kanye was even saying. He shared a link that's still on Amazon.com right now. Jeff Bezos has never heard the term thrown at him, anti-Semitism, and the movie's on his platform. The next thing that Kyrie must do is complete anti-Semitism training. I've never heard of that before. But I thought about it. I said, well, okay, if this is going to be the standard, that's cool. Then people are going to have to start completing anti-Black racism training. The next thing he needs to do is he needs to meet with the ADL and Jewish leaders. I say, okay, that's fine. Well, then when people do anti-Black things against us, people need to meet with Black organizations and you know, things like that, right? You know, so when there's some anti-Black racism, they need to go meet with Bishop Talbot Swan then. Go sit down in his church and let him educate them on anti-Black racism. Maybe they can go do that. And then the last thing that he needs to do is that he needs to meet with the team owner, Josai, and say to demonstrate an understanding of the situation. A grown Black man got to do all this groveling to get his job back. That's going too far. This is buck-breaking. In the realest sense, I have never seen a white athlete been put through anything like this. Even when they say the N-word, they have never been put through anything like this. This is a bit much. This is ridiculous. And Kyrie, they said, if you watch this video, brother, don't you do it. Don't you do that. Now, of course, the NBA Players Association, they came out and said, hey, wait a minute, hold on. This is going too far. This is way too far. And remember, he shared a link. He didn't call for the harm of anybody. He didn't deny the Holocaust. He didn't say anything incendiary about any group of people. He did not. They doing all this to Kyrie, which isn't right. Now Shannon Sharp is coming out and saying, oh, well, hey, this is going too far. And oh, now Stephen A. and all them saying it's going too far. Like, why did you even say anything in the first place? Why would you criticize him in the first place? You know, sometimes we can't say nothing good about a brother and sister out here or don't even fully understand the situation. Sometimes we just need to be quiet. Don't say nothing. You know, sometimes just keeping our mouth shut, we stand on code. You know, other groups don't denigrate their people like that, and especially when something going on like that. If you don't have nothing nice to say or nothing supportive, just quiet. Leave it alone. It has nothing to do with you right now. If you can't support him, then just stay out of it. Instead of y'all having to backtrack what you're saying and eating crow because you see what's happening to him. See, when y'all as black men in that sports world condemn your brother, this is what come out of it. Because see, they say, oh, well, they condemning him, so now we can do this to him. If y'all stayed on code with Kyrie and say, hey, look, okay, he apologized already. He said something on Instagram. He said what he said here. That's okay, he apologized. He needs to get back out there, okay? Instead of saying that, y'all was condemning the man. And the people that did stand by him and say, hey, wait a minute, hold on. You know, this, y'all criticized him. This is why we don't get nowhere as a people. We have to have a code. If we can't support our brother or our sister on certain things, especially when the society's attacking them, the least you can do is keep your mouth shut. If you're not going to support them, stay quiet. So they won't use your words to do something more. Because when you criticize and give credence to certain things, then you open up the door to more. So I blame y'all sports figures, commentators, for some of this stuff happening with Kyrie too. But Kyrie, you know, listen, I'd be like, y'all might as well go ahead and cut me because I'm not doing it. I'm not doing this. And you know what? Please, man. But I would tell Kyrie this. Anybody that's calling you a name that you are not, that is called. And Kyrie really got a case. Because I said on Twitter, don't you dare accuse me of something that I'm not. And it start harming me financially and harming my company financially, I'm going to sue you. I promise you that. I'm not going to let nobody label me something that I am not, nothing I ever advocated or anything. No. Now, if something I did and I know I did it, then I won't say anything. You know, just like y'all be trying to label people homophobic and label people this and that. Say what you want, but the moment it causes financial harm, that's when lawsuits start getting filed. Black people have to fight back in the courts too. It's a civil, you know, there's civil laws out there that can protect you from someone just defaming you like that. You could say, I don't agree with the movie Kyrie posted. You could talk about with Kyrie about, hey, what's in it and why you disagree with it and have a dialogue. No problem. But just to start laying names on people and then causing economic harm, no, people need to get sued for that. People need to get sued. Because Kyrie did apologize. But y'all let me know what y'all think about, you know, what they're doing to Kyrie right now. You know, they say, I don't see Kyrie going through this, doing all this. I hope not. Hold the brother stand his ground and say, look, you can go ahead on and just end my contract because I'm not doing it. That would be the right way to be. Because, I mean, the brother should have enough money. Well, he'll be all right.
Okay, Brother Eddie, well, what do you think about that?
I love it. The brother.
Very good.
Right on point. It was things that I was going to mention that he hit. He hit on all cylinders, you know.
Yes, he did.
And again, that's something that gets me in modern, I guess it's been going on. I can't say it's new. That anytime something comes up with our people, when we stand firm on principles, they always get black people to attack that black person. Oprah, Gail, dealing with R. Kelly and Michael. You know what I mean? We can go back and back. They always get other black people to attack. And like the brother said, when other ethnic groups have problems, it's infighting. They don't put it in the public. They're going to talk amongst themselves and iron it out. They're going to put so much in the public, but everything is going to be behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
Why we want to get up, but it's dealing again with contract money and this, that, and the other, with what the boss tell them to do. And let's not get it twisted. When we say boss, by the number, boss is 16, which is 7. Master is 25, which is 7, family. Okay?
Yeah.
See, they just give it, again, a different name. The number remains the same. And they know when they talk, who your boss? They know they saying, Matt, who your master? See?
Mm-hmm.
So again,
Pam. I just want to give credit to whose YouTube channel this is. This was done by Philip Scott, the African Dysphoria News Channel. So I want to make sure that we give credit where credit is due. I'm sorry, brother.
Yes,
please continue.
No, that's no problem. Give kudos to that brother because again, he has a platform, and this is something that again. We should, when we have platforms, be basically defending our brothers, anybody, sisters, anybody who's standing on principles, morals, and values. This is who we talking about when we stand with when the media is trying to tear them down. And they're getting our own people, using them to help tearing individual down who's doing and speaking up for the right thing. No. Shaq, Charles Barkley, all those other so-called sports figures, I'm being nice. Shame on you. It's another word
definitely.
Y'all know I wanna use, but shame on you, brothers. Shame on y'all. There ain't no way that y'all need to retract nothing unless you know you were wrong. And y'all know from the very jump you was wrong. I had just mentioned it before you played that tape about being on these social media sites and basically sending a link, not your link, sending a link that you like to somebody else. And then you get blamed like you made the link. And he made an excellent point that the site Amazon and Jeff Bezos, who owns the site, is not getting sued and the link has not been taken down.
Yeah, how about that?
So if it was so bad with him basically sending a link from Amazon, why isn't Amazon being accused? Why isn't Jeff Bezos being accused for still having the damn link up? If it was so... Woo, like I said, come on, people. See, this is how dangerous this thing. But then when we basically put something that somebody else pushed out just to make people aware, then they jump on it. If you and I sent that link out, it would be no problem. We're not a Tyree. We're not a celebrity, this, that, the other. But when they know, because again, they're keeping track. They're monitoring everything. Just like I said,
when you work with that corporation, I mean, you figure you work with work for them, and they control you.
They can. That's it. That's the control. That's the four. Four is control. They become the God. And it just made me think, family, do this for me, those of you too, because I know you, y'all know how to get on these little sites and see free movies. I would love for the family to revisit an old 80s movie called They Live with a wrestler called Ronnie Piper. Anyway, revisit that. And
I don't
just
have that link, so when you get a chance, could you please send it to me?
I sure will.
Thank you.
And that particular movie, fam, I know a lot of you have seen it, but revisit it and just implement what we're going through right now, because it's going to make you think a little bit deep. Because, again, in the 80s, none of us is as deep as we are now. So with the information, even dealing with metaphysics, they're saying the same thing that these aliens, and just think, alien is five. Coronavirus is five. Vaccine is five. We can implement everything that's happening right now with the alien invasion that they're using. Five, the vaccine, death, for control. And how we are participating by using these different sites and all this other stuff and technology, not being truly aware of how to use it, because everything has a good and bad side. And if we haven't learned how to use it and not get, as they say, caught in the web, then we stay in control. But this is why they constantly put in your face, knowing your algorithms, related videos, related sites, knowing what you've been watching, your interests for years, and we can say decades now. They're using everything since we've been on these cell phones, used to be mobile phones, that they started taking the so-called tracking system everywhere we go. So, again, I love it. I love it. I love it. Because, he's saying what we've been saying and how our people are controlled by the money that's on their mind. Hold that carrot, that money, that so-called fake piece of 24 carat in their face, and that's where they're going towards that carrot, and going to leave our people in the dust. So with that, Sister Antoinette, did you have any other current events? That was, I love that last piece. But do you have anything else that you want to share? Go ahead.
Well, I was going to, but it's not necessary. So let me just point this out. Through the Jewish News Syndicate, they're talking about it, but end of the world the way how they have their eye. Right, at one point they have Chappelle's willingness to rationalize, if not excuse, some of what Kanye West and Kyrie Irving has done, even if he was also making fun of them and their critics, sheds light on something quite important, that black innocent anti-Semitism isn't treated seriously. So they're still, you know, they're making something of it, but, you know, the way how they're making this sound, not everybody feels this way. My daughter-in-law, you know, she didn't see, you know, what the big deal of it was. And, you know, I mean, and I know other Jewish people, and I don't see the up in arms that people are making this out to be.
Again, remember I said that media biggest job is to manipulate.
Yeah.
Manipulate is five. Media is seven. We call it 5G.
Yes.
Part of the 5G of the news and the media is to manipulate the mind of the masses.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, well,
and
even in this article.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Even in this article, which is, you know, a Jewish newspaper, any discussion of this completely must begin by acknowledging that part of what Chappelle said is true. Now, this is their paper. the idea that anyone who says or tweets something offensive should be canceled and shunned by decent society, as well as prevented from earning a livelihood in society, far worse than what it already is. So they're even acknowledging that, you know, it was wrong. I mean, even though, you know, they didn't like what he said, you know, which, okay, you know, fine. But, you know, they've been talking about black people and, you know, for hundreds of years, you know, and they still haven't stopped. But nowhere is there anti-black, you know, that you can't say anything about us. You know, we don't have that protection. You know, not that, I mean, what difference would it make? But, you know, that's not something that stands for us. But every other group has, you know, you can't the homosexual community. You can't speak against the Jewish people, but you can talk all day long and scream and holler about black people. You know, we can be called niggers and everything else, and we're supposed to just accept it.
For me, that's what took place when everybody else attached themselves to the so-called civil rights movement, so-called, because the rights that we fought for ain't ours no more. That's why women,
true,
white women especially, have taken that. The mm-hmm. Hispanics have taken that. The Jewish people, as we're talking about, have taken that. The homosexual people have taken that. Everybody, and at the end, as you said, our name could be used and by anybody on records and this, that, and the other. Again, when we hear a prominent person like Jesse Jackson use the term Hymietown, they went after his ass like nobody's business, see? He couldn't even say that. But we don't hear that referring to Jewish in any damn record. We don't hear, see, and we have allowed them to position themselves because, again, the so-called leaders that we have in position have not taken that to the next level of the so-called civil rights. And let's call it what Malcolm had said decades ago, we should have been fighting for our human rights. If I can have a conversation alone, the conversation in and of itself proves that we are civil because we're having a conversation. That's civil right there. So I have my rights in the conversations that we speak. I want to fight for my human rights because that is what you have treated me less than a human. Chattel slavery. You've been treating me and my people as an animal. That's my right that I'm fighting for. I'm a damn human, and I'm fighting with my very essence. See, because it's you that came over here, European, saying that we were uncivilized. We were the savages. When in fact, you were the savage that ravished and killed the people of all lands that you set foot on.
Yes, now, Brother Eddie, keep in mind, they're taking that out of the books now, where they're not being taught about slavery in school. They're being taught that we came over here voluntarily to be abused, but they don't put that we're being abused, but, you know, we came over here voluntarily to work. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, but I was saying basically that's part of the class of this evening, see? Because, again, if we allow them, because we got the power to stop them, we the parents, or better yet, we the people, being 99% of the population of people, we can overrun and overtake the 1%ers of all that shit. But when they pay all of those that we're talking about who up front are talking about Tyree plus all the other so-called gatekeepers, that's who we got to fight against, our own people who have been put up as a barrier, a wall to defend this society that we're talking about, because it's not all of the Jewish community.
No,
and I
it's
say
not.
It for word Jewish, not the Jew family. So don't get it twisted.
Right.
That's why they call themselves Jewish. They know they ain't. They know
right.
who they
They're
are. I ain't gonna go there.
Yes.
Right. I ain't gonna go
right.
there. We go. You know what I'm trying to give is the number behind everything to know who we are, even by the number. See, because they called us Jew in their constitution by the number.
Yeah.
Not by the word. When they said the Jew freed the white man, they said the 13th Amendment. It's the number. It's God. God has
right.
always freed us. You just
yes.
tried to
yes,
amplify
yes.
like you did something. Y'all didn't do shit. We was already free. See? But God, the 13th, truth, like they said at the end of time, truth will set you free. Once we recognize that 13th Amendment, that 13th by number, who we are, the power we have, which is the race we'll be talking about, that's why they so worried. Because like I said, the relay race we're in is a spiritual one.
Yes, yes, it is.
It's thinking on the physical and material and all this stuff. But the race that we always talked about has always been this relay race.
Yes,
so
and that's
that,
the reason why we drum. That's the reason why we're drumming now. It's
right.
because
so
it is spiritual, because we can't do
that.
It physically. Pardon me,
right.
I'm sorry, and I keep no. talking over you. I'm sorry, Brother Eddie.
No, I'm just saying I'm going to start right now with that, leading into that, knowing that this relay race that we're in, we're connected to it.
Yeah.
From the beginning to the end, the Alpha to the Omega.
Yes.
What was, what is, and what will be. This will be an everlasting love, family, once we
yes,
truly
it
get it. Yes, it will now. Ain't that something? Yes, it will. And that's part
yes.
of the song that I took that from. This will be.
Yes, it is.
An everlasting
yes, it is. Not
love. And you said, yes, it will. And that's what she
yes.
says.
Yes,
yes, it will now.
Yes, it will be. Yes. Yep,
I
Natalie
love it.
Cole.
But
Natalie
that's
Cole.
What it is. And see, this is the spiritual relay race that we're in. See, because we're looking at the relay race as every generation is part of that four-legged race. And that four-legged relay race starts over. Every time you hit the fourth leg, that fourth leg gives a new beginning to start off the race again with the first leg.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll look at the prominent leg before our generation that we're connected to. We're going to look at two individuals that have been, that have, as their transition from murder, their words, the spirit that they carry still reign supreme after 50 years. We're talking about the two individuals who were both basically going the same direction, coming from opposite angles. The two different sides, but still going to the same place. One being Martin Luther King, and the
mm-hmm.
other being Malcolm X. Both of their words, 50 plus years, still reign supreme. Not only in our mind, but in the mind of our children and grandchildren.
Yeah. Yes.
If nothing else, our children know when they hear that particular quote, judge me by the content of my character, not by
yes.
the color of my skin. That's King. And everybody
yes.
still resonates with Malcolm.
Yes.
By any means necessary.
Yes.
See? But here's the interesting thing for me.
If we're not careful, careful, and if we don't teach this to our children, and we don't have it written down or, you know, things like that for our children, they will change that and make it that they said it. Like they do with our history, they switch it and they make it theirs. So we have to make sure that our children know who we are, what we have done, and the pride that we have. These are things we have to instill back in us, and we still have to know how to maneuver through this system to be able to survive.
That is correct. That is correct. Right on point. And it's lovely because I almost had to put myself on mute because I was about to blurt out, but I let you get it out because basically you're basically already in that same vibration and frequency of what this relay race is all about. You just basically explained a lot of it and what we're supposed to be doing. Because, again, this is what the relay race spiritually is about. But, again, let me finish up with Martin and Malcolm. What's interesting to me, as I just said, and we all know, that they were fighting for the same thing, but they were coming from two different ends of the spectrum. And when I looked at their names, oh, my goodness. Because before we even get to that, understanding that when we listen to Martin, we're listening to his father, all of the information that his father knew was also given to him, not just verbally passing it on, but genetically, like we all have. It's called our DNA record. All of this is on our DNA record. Also, when you look at Martin, he studied Gandhi. So everything that Gandhi knew and went through and passed on, not just in his verbiage, but that DNA, all of it has a connecting record. But real quick, I know a lot of us know that Martin was not his original name. Do you know what Martin's birth name was, Sister Antoinette?
Yeah, Michael.
Michael, thank you. So with that being said, it always struck me strange, especially when I got into numbers. Why was his name changed? What did the number come up to? What was the number before the name changed? But let's just stay on the name. Martin Luther King. Do we know that Martin Luther King comes up to 67? 6 plus 7 is 13. 1 plus 3 is 4. Wow. And then I looked at Malcolm X. Well, Malcolm X comes up to 12 plus 3. X comes up to 3. Malcolm comes up to 12. 12 plus 3 is 15. That's a 6. I was like, okay. It didn't add up. I was like, look at here. The initials of Martin Luther King, MLK, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3
mm-hmm.
comes up to 6. And Malcolm X initials, MX, comes up to 13. I said, look how they done flipped it. Their name and their initials are 6 and 4. Well, ain't that something? Because 6 is the word. And understanding the word that we are dealing with right now is the relay. We are relaying the word because they relayed a word to us that's still in us. The word is the record that's already embedded on our DNA. The word of truth will activate our consciousness. This is what the race is all about, family. This is what we're doing. Because when we understand that four-legged relay race, that's spiritual, four leg, well, four equals 19, which is one. So four, the number four, when you write it, is one. Leg comes to 14. The relay, which is 15, is the word that we're relaying. And what is the race? The race is no more than we are revealing the truth, because the baton that we carry carries the truth. It's the intervention that you talked about, Sister Antoinette. That's in the baton. And when we pass it, that pass is the divine. That's the consciousness of truth, consciousness. And it's everything that I have when I pass the baton that I've received from my mother, my mother's mother, her mother's mother. It's all within our DNA record. And the relay race that we're in is activating that submerged truth in the record in our DNA. We also call that divine the Ashaka, the Ashakic records. This is what the relay race that we are running, see, and their objective is to stop the race by introducing the race as ethnic groups of people,
yeah,
of different color. So we not forgot the spiritual race,
mm-hmm,
that we had the truth to reveal, to pass on to our next generation, our babies. Like you said, if we don't pass this truth on, family, we are allowing them to manipulate the minds of our children and the future the way they want it to be.
And the way
to
how
give
they did
kudos.
It.
Yes.
Yeah.
And to give kudos right quick to your Friday show.
Yes.
Dealing with Miss Kim honoring Brother Billy on Veterans Day. And remember, Veterans Day is part of the baton.
Mm-hmm.
Veterans Day,
yes,
is 11-11. 11-11 is 4. Baton,
yes,
is 13. Family is the 4. It's the truth that we carry. For example, Kim, that we love so much.
Yes.
Basically gives us the truth in her wisdom.
Yes, he does. Yes.
Her history of her experience when she tells her story.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't no errors, because this is
no.
Someone who has lived. She's the walking, living word of the experience of the true story behind events of Motown, the business, and different artists that we have firsthand accounts of now that,
yes,
nobody else can tell us. No garbage in a book, from a movie, from,
okay,
unsung, whatever. We just got the,
yeah,
real story, see?
Yes.
And she just passed the baton in her story, so that when,
yes,
we give anything dealing with knowledge and history of Motown or the business behind Motown, certain artists that she has now allowed or shared with us her experience of the true story of Miss Kim, not,
mm-hmm,
Hollywood's true stories, family, because they ain't
right.
got no damn true
That's
stories.
Right.
So again, on that day of truth, on Veterans Day 11/11, she honored one of our last remaining U.S. heroes of the Tuskegee Airmen, Brother Billy, who
yes.
again came in and told his story of his experiences of the real truth of events that happened with the Tuskegee Airmen, which he mentioned certain stories that had been taken out of content that was not the exact truth. I want to mention them, but I'm not, family, in respect that you could go back and pull up Friday's show and listen for yourself so you don't get,
yeah.
as we say, secondhand information, because this is the baton that Miss Kim and Brother Billy shared with us to pass the
yeah.
truth on. So we stopped listening to Hollywood. I'm not going to get there because you know how I got earlier when I started talking about the Woman King, Sister Antoinette. But
yes,
all I suggest
yes.
with that, family, go look up these black women that they made a movie, made you feel good or whatever, and find out who they were. And you'll find that these, what these
the movie, and now I'm scared to even think about the movie, Brother Eddie.
Oh, my goodness. Like I said, family, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but anybody who did, I suggest go find our history of these individuals, then make up your mind. Stop letting Hollywood again pass our baton. That's our story, and they passing it. And making us feel good for what? See, they always have an ulterior motive when they put certain movies out, especially we have to buy antennas. When we see any type of black movies come out during and around the holidays, woo, family. So many laws under our nose have been passed, but we get into the Woman King. We get into Wakanda Forever. We get into Emmett Till or Till. See, all of these black movies coming out back to back to back to back to back right around the holiday. Go back, family. Don't take my word because it's on record. Go back each year. Each damn year around the holidays and see what black movies now came up. I ain't got to remember them. Guess what? Google and the YouTube and all these damn me, they do it for me. So I ain't got to do that no more. Y'all
yeah.
can go look this up and see. If I'm lying, I'm flying. It's always extra distraction during the holidays to pass all these new laws to start for the new year. Why do
yeah.
you think right now this midterm election is always before, again, the new year? What laws have been passed already?
Yeah, well, I gave you that executive order. I don't remember the number. The executive
14,
order that I told you about. Okay, go
14081, baby. 14081, executive order. Come on now. That's five. I ain't going to forget
yeah.
that. I ain't going to forget. See, I got five on it.
All that's
right, what they're
yeah.
using the five. And we finna use, like I said, everything that we got. Use what you got to get what you want. And we got as much as we need because we were born with it.
Yeah.
We have family.
Yes, we were.
But, yes, that's what we have to do because every time we pass the baton of truth, that's no more than the affirmation that's already in you. We give daily affirmation to each other every day. We see daily affirmation on television. If you watch television, listening to the radio, records, or whatever, whatever's on your mind and in your heart, if you start to be aware and recognize you watching TV, it comes up. We were saying the same thing earlier, Sister Antoinette. I was going to mention it, and I didn't. But it was no coincidence mm-hmm. that when we were talking early on the phone and I told you about the contest that or the game that we were going to be playing,
yeah.
and I gave the example of 5 for 5 dealing with how we were going to use and how the fives represent a quote that we're all familiar
yeah.
with. And the 5 for 5 came up to food for thought.
Mm.
And as soon as I was telling you about that, lo and behold, I'm going to let people know, y'all know I watch cartoons. I love this little cartoon called Arthur, especially the theme. Oh, my goodness, family, the theme song is off the chart. Anyway, as soon as I said that, one of the students had a chart up, and it had Food for Thought was the name of her darn topic. I said, ain't this something? There it is.
Mm.
For me,
oh, wow.
these things are affirmation, family. See,
yep,
we don't pay attention to them sometimes. See,
yep.
I'm talking to you about it. I'm talking about what I'm going to do for the family and what, and then I tell you that term, and it shows the affirmation says you're on the right track. This is what you need to do. Again, regardless of what, it's food for thought. Because that's the key. And guess what, family? When you add food for thought up, it comes up to 68. 6 plus 8 is 14, which is we back to 5, y'all. Woo! This ain't no coincidence.
Yes, yes,
like I
you're
said,
right.
I stopped seeing coincidence because coincidence comes to the number what? 1.
Five.
And then we say everything is on the one.
Yeah,
you call it a coincidence
yes.
if you want to. That's an awakening, see? That's just like
yeah.
spiritual truth. They'll tell you that's a conspiracy. And who we going to
mm-hmm.
go with? Spirit or them telling you it's a conspiracy? See?
I'm going with the spirit. I got to let the
that's
spirit lead me.
See?
When
we
I go with me, I get in all kinds of trouble.
When we say stand on your piece of land,
mm-hmm.
what city do you stay in? What state are you from? Well, all of that, the land, the city, and the state is only
yeah.
talking about your mental thinking. See, it doesn't matter where your feet is, your mental state of mind never changes because you're in what they call a different state or city.
Yeah.
But guess what? Land is 8, city is 8, state is 8, mental is 8, thinking is 8. I'm with my thinking.
Yes.
That's between my heaven, which is in my brain. That's where my heaven
that's
starts,
right.
my thought. And guess what? Heaven is 5, brain is 5, and thought is 5. That's why we vibing right now. It's called fellowship, family. And my 5 is only my interpretation. I want to know where you get your 5 from, where you get your thought from. See?
Yes.
That's your interpretation. I want to hear that because all it can do is enhance mine. It ain't going to change. Change is 5. We already in the 5 through our conversation of fellowship. I need
yes.
enhancement. And the enhancement, family, is within the living word of truth. Enhance
yes,
is for... Mm-hmm. Living word is for, and truth is for. We're all in the living word as long as we're in truth. And guess what? The truth is the baton that we pass.
Yes, it is.
That's the race that we're in, to pass the damn truth, family. No more, no less.
Yes.
See?
Yes, and I want everyone to know that on Friday, Brother Ray will be with me, and on Friday, the question is, now what?
Hmm. I like that.
Yes,
I like that.
Now what?
Even with that title, along with ours at the end of the day, now what comes to 7?
Hmm. All right.
Today's title, our spiritual four-legged relay race comes to 7. Hmm.
Okay.
See? And 7 is consciousness that we're talking about. Consciousness is 7. That's what we pass. We pass along the divine consciousness through the conversation that we're having that will activate you wherever you are if it's that correct conversation that we should be having. See? Because the word, which is the relay, is already in our DNA. It's already part of the word, as they say it, the four and the six. Martin Luther King, MLK, Malcolm X, MX. When you look at it, that's God's word. And then they say, in the beginning was the word, and the word was what? God. And the word was what? With God. And the word what? Was God. See? So God and the word is synonymous. And that's what the relay with the baton is. It's no more than us relaying the truth of God's word, family.
Yes.
That's all this relay. And they got us in a physical relay race, and I set it up as an Olympic event. Well, guess what?
Yes.
Event. It's 23, which is 5, y'all. It goes. It all comes back to the 5.
See,
because what they scared of that event is that we waking up and we are what? Relaying or revealing, because that's the time of revelations to reveal. We're revealing
that's
truth.
That's right, yes. Yes.
See? And that's the spiritual relay race that we've always been in. Taking from the last generation the word of truth that they gave us, regardless of what side it on, truth is truth. Malcolm gave it to you one way. King gave it to you another way. But when you looked at it as a whole, they still get into that one.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I love about it. With the numbers will tell you we all lead into that one awakening. That one frequency, that one sound. And we all feeling, as we say, pieces and fragments, because the tone from what? 5G, the waves that are now in the air that are amplified by what?
Mm-hmm.
Chemtrails, family. We've been saying it for the longest. Chemtrails is 5. 41.
Yep.
So they're using the 5 because it's fear. It's 41. So the 41 is being put in the 41, the 5 in the 5. They put
in
chemtrails in the atmosphere.
They put, no, because they're making it so it's going in your house regardless. You know, just the towers and everything that they have that, you know, they make sure that it's in every neighborhood that, you know, probably almost in every street or every couple of streets there's a, you know, there's a tower.
Here we go here, though. See, let's make it plain with the 5.
Okay.
See?
Okay.
It's in, like I said, it's in the atmosphere, 5. It's in the chemtrails, 5. It's in your home, 14, 5. Well, how's it in your home? Because outside, they have what's called smart meters, which is 4. But the smart meters are attached to your electricity or that sends in currents. Current is 32, 5, coming through your house, 5, with particles of chemtrails, 5, in the atmosphere. Because guess what? You open and close your door daily. It's winter or fall now, so you don't open your windows as much. But the air from outside is inside your house. We don't have ventilators or machines that make sure that the outside air and purifying the air. So, no. That air, this outside, particles of that air are in your home. So, no, we didn't stop anything. Just like they saying with a darn mask, it's going to stop something. You're still breathing. It's not stopping all the air where you have a mass like you're underwater and the only air you're breathing is coming from the air component I'm not a swimmer, so I don't know all the verbiage for the swimming apparatus. But y'all know what I'm talking about, the tanks. That's what it is. The tank of air that's on your back.
Yeah.
So that's the only time that's the only air you're breathing. With these masks on, you're still breathing particles of chemtrails and all this other coronavirus that they want to claim that's in the air.
Well, and also you're breathing worse than that because you're breathing your own CO2.
Well, that, you're basically,
you're breathing what you're exhaling out. Your toxins out of your body and you're breathing them back in.
That's it.
And I just
behold,
got a text and someone said that you're absolutely right. They wanted you to know that you're right about the mask.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, so thank you for that, family. Yeah, but we know. And like you're saying, see, the mask, again, I look at all of that as big money. How many people truly invested and these damn masks, when they saw this coming down the road, because that made, buku money. How many people turned around and started investing in toilet paper and paper towels? Woo! You know, we can't fault our people for being enterprising and seeing, you know, what's coming down the pipe. You know, because these people are doing it.
Yeah, I know someone that made masks. They made masks and... You know, and they sold the mask and everything. Brother Eddie, let me know when you're ready to take calls because we do have a caller. And I'm sorry, caller.
You know me. Thank you for that. Please, let's bring the family in because we don't want to keep people. They got stuff on their mind, and let the family hear what they got. Bring them in.
Okay, now I think this is Brother Kwame, but let me make sure. Area code 706.
706. Yep, 706 is Brother Kwame, for sure.
Yeah. Hello, Brother Kwame. Did he leave us?
You on mute? Are you on mute? Or you know, went to sleep?
Maybe he stepped away for a moment.
No, I didn't. I was on mute, but I had it in my pocket. Good evening, I'm sitting out here in the Santa Ana winds, and they blowing here in Cali. Well, it's kind of been stopped now, but it's cool here. Got snow on the mountains. You know, I've been listening to the show and watching 19 Keys and Brother Tariq. They got an excellent YouTube on, and they're dropping knowledge. And it's listening to those Gen X's and what they're seeing and what they're doing when Tariq doing Hidden Colors and all of those, and where he's bringing truth. And then 19 Keys is talking about the blockchain and looking at the technological advancements and currencies and the way in which we have to step into. So hearing these two brothers exchange the knowledge on that YouTube, and then I'm doing multitask, and I got you in my ear and now on the screen, and I'm listening to both of them dropping. And, you know, it's so much that's been downloaded, and this is the part of the way for me in being able to decipher what's going on as an OG, which is the original historical generation. That's what we are as elders. Is when they call us an OG, it's an abbreviation saying we're the original historical generation, because that's what we are. We're the living, like you were talking about, Ms. Kim. She is the original historical generation of knowing what went on in Black Bottom, what went on in Motown and that part. Brother Billy was part of the original historical generation that can tell us what went on from living proof of a historical perspective. And these are the avenues of knowledge that we are privy to, but having to obtain what you do, Sister Antoinette, and giving us a platform to record these information carriers that do this is because we got to tell our story. And you know me being a wordsmith, sitting up here listening to all of this going on, and I took the word hour, is the original universal race is who we are. Our story is about the original universal race. That's
yes.
who we are as a people. And we have to take these and we have to re-identify ourselves, you know, and be able to take these words where, you know, we use these words, as Brother Eddie was saying, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. We have to use our God force because we're the original universal race. Original. We are the beginning of this universal knowledge. And what we're doing is we're disseminating because we're being reprogrammed. And this is the 5G, because the 5G is not this technology. The 5G is the fifth generation. If you go back four generations, I can, and that's the in captivity.
Mm-hmm.
Four generations back, I can go four. My mother, my grandmother's mother, and her mother, she was born in 1851, so she was born in captivity. That's four. I'm the fifth. And then we talk about seven. So my daughter here, my grandson, who were here when I came in, and my great-grandson all greeted me when I came in. So that lets me see this is seven generations that I can put eyes on and know about. And so this is what we're working with, and being able to take it and let Eddie take the word and give us the vibrational number of frequency that we're speaking helps us to disseminate this digital technology, which is nothing but numbers. Numbers, that's all digital technology is zeros and ones. And what we're doing is we're learning how to create our algorithm, our natural rhythm. See, we're looking at this alchemy. The alchemy that we're now having to do is to take in the alchemy, or do we take the manifestation? We are taking to manifest the genius of who we are and who we have been to the world. It's not just this country. What we gave the world as original people with universal knowledge and how to disseminate what comes from above and put it into a mind and have a vision and make it manifest. These are the people we have been on this planet.
Yes, my brother. Yes, my brother. And all you did was add it to the mix. I loved it because, like I said, this is a spiritual relay race. And again, that position of that leg that you're in, that I'm in, that we're in right now, the baby boomers, we're that fifth, which is actually the last, but we're the first, which you said you went back four generations to slavery, up to yourself, and then from yourself being the baby boom generation, starting that relay race with your daughter and her son, your granddaughter, and your great-grandson. That's four generations. That's that relay race right there that I'm talking about. So that was
right.
Beautiful the way you came in. And when you said that 5G is dealing with the numbers, yes, it is, because 5G, by the words, is no more than binary code, family. We're using a binary code right in 5G,
right
on us.
Okay, we have another caller with their hand up. Let me take them. Area code 732.
Yes, thank you, Sister Antoinette.
Okay.
Highest of rotation to everyone. Antoinette, I just wanted to get in the queue when I... Good day, everyone. How are you? I just wanted to get in the queue because I just came on, and so I just pushed the one then, but can I wait a few minutes to hear a little more?
Yes.
Sure can.
That's fine.
Thank you both so much.
Okay. Y'all know, just press the 1 if you have a question or a comment, and we will let you in. Okay, Brother Eddie, Brother Kwame.
Now, you go ahead, Brother Kwame. I was just finishing up with 5G being no more than a binary code, and I think you were getting ready to say something.
Yeah, and the part is we have to take that G and not look at it as what they've created to give us this thing of technology and what it's doing. No, we have to understand we are the fifth generation that now has the challenge of taking the information highway, which is divine intelligence, not artificial. Divine intelligence has been here before there even was a G technology. This internet was the microbial system that all things exist in nature that has been producing all that we live with on Mother Earth. And so what we're looking at is how this universal or this cosmic consciousness has been downloading and reactivating from the six strands back to the 12 strands for our higher spiritual connection, in which we are overstanding the ritual in the word spiritual, is how do we reactivate ourselves? What are the foods and things that we feed ourselves and our offspring in order for them to nourish, to grow within them the higher universal self, the universal oneness of who we are as a race, a human race? All of this monopoly of a box of Crayola crayons is only for a coloring book. We're not about a coloring book. We're about writing the books and the pages of our story. Our original universal race is what we're needing to disseminate and be able to have truth be told, because half truth is a whole lie, and this is what we've been given. By the miseducation and the misdirection, people's mind to believe that that person that don't look like them is greater than them, when the greatness of what they use is coming from the original you. That's who they copying. Wake up, people. That's the boom that the baby boomers got to explode in.
Well, that's within our spiritual four-legged relay race is, that's what the baton also represents. The truth of the baton helps us wake up. It helps us wake up. Because, again, the technology dealing with, as you mentioned 5G, and it's dealing with that higher, that G, and what it actually represents. Even from the last class that I mentioned, they're trying to block the 5G, stands for our Christ consciousness. This is what we're heading, and we are in right now, a Christ consciousness, the awakening. And the 5G technology is meant to block, to offset, to halt, or even kill that wave of frequency that's coming directly from the Christ consciousness.
But,
so 5G. Go ahead.
And that's an excellent way in which we interpret it, because even when we look in the Helios Biblios, the formation of the divine feminine, given the story that man was put to sleep and a rib was taken to create the divine feminine from that body, but in nowhere in that book did they ever tell you they woke him up. Nowhere. Can you find me anywhere in that Helios Biblios that they woke that man up? See, that's the part that we've been deceived into to sleeping, thinking that that's original, that this man went to sleep and made a woman. But every if you look at the Gnostic teachings, and what they talk about Pista Sophia and Zoe, when she came here and she formed man's body from the earth, and when she breathed the life of breath into his nostrils, he opened his eyes and said, "Woman, you are the breath of my life." Every baby that comes out of a womb, the first thing it does is you take the plugs out of his nostrils and it cries, "Woman, you are the breath of my life, because I came out of you, not me being cut open and made you for me." See, we gotta look, that's half truth. That's a whole lie. And this is why we're doing the things that we're doing to our Mother Earth and to our women. Because we've been given the thing to say patriarchal is greater than matriarchal. M comes before P, even if you just look at the alphabet.
Thank you. I love that one. That's and I use that a lot, putting things in alphabetical order, what comes first. You know, so that's
right.
Beautiful because even the F comes before M. The female comes before the male. So, yeah.
Right. And even when you look at when you look at the alphabet, the African and black come before the Caucasian.
Oh, yeah. Look at it.
A, B comes before C.
Dark comes before light.
That's it.
Black comes before white.
That's it.
Come on now.
See, we got to look at this. This is the spell. And once we understand the spell and understand that he created, he said, let there be light. He named the sun, the moon, the stars, constellations, gave us the signs. What are the signs and the seasons? The signs. What are the signs? How do we read these signs? He didn't say anything about alphabets. He said signs. And the first writings that we look at, the writings in Kemet, they weren't alphabets. They were signs. They were hieroglyph pictures.
That's why when you even see, and well, for me to see it, understand signs, number 25, that's a 7. Writing is 25, which is a 7. The writings are the signs on the wall, baby, and that's what the hieroglyphs are. The writings are the signs, and we don't know the signs to understand the writings, baby. So it's it adds up. Signs and it all adds up, even the symbols. The number, the word of symbol or symbol has a word. So, again, it's all in the number behind the word that they not hear all this stuff in. And I'm appreciative and thankful to the Creator for showing me these things, to basically give what I've been given. It's better to give than receive. That's why give is for, y'all. We give that baton, pass the damn baton. Give it
right,
away.
Because
give than receive.
No, and the thing about the relay race is that the person that you're getting ready to pass the baton to in a real relay race, he don't even have to look back because all he's doing is sticking his hand back and trusting you're going to put it where it's supposed to be and I'm going to take off and use it. That's how trusting a relay race is. You don't look back and distract yourself. You get ready to go. When it touches your hand, you move.
You already running with your hand back. So, yeah, that's it.
That's
and this
it.
Is why we have to learn to pass the baton properly because the brother, sister in front ain't looking. They hand is out, and we got to make sure we place
back.
It.
They are not looking
right.
back. They trust
we got to place it properly in
their
hand.
That's
so
it.
That's what we got to do.
Go ahead.
Excuse me for one moment. I'm sorry, Brother Kwame. Brother Eddie, we have 16 minutes left. What do you want to do?
Well, we'll stay over a little bit because, like I said, I have to be aware of your time, and you will be doing another class with Brother Ray, as you said, this Friday.
What's up, man?
So, again,
yeah.
We want to make sure you're ready for that, you know, so we can come in and add to the class, but you got to be strong and be up for that. So we'll keep this going a little bit over. If anybody else, like Sister Ishtar is on the line, she came in late, so she's trying to get a hand
on. Yeah, we have a lot of people that's here.
Yeah, but hopefully they're just taking notes if they're not basically adding to the class. So hopefully they're getting enough that they will be able to use. That's what we try to share, things that we can use that we already know. And it just, as we're saying, this relay race that we're in activates. That's what we're passing.
But I want to say, what's significant about the relay race in passing the baton, the runner that's running towards the person that's giving to, he's standing there with his left hand back, with his heart. He's reaching back with his heart, trusting that you're going to put this baton in my hand and I'm going to move with the information of my heart. He ain't going back with his right hand. He's going back with his left hand to connect to the heart.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We have another caller I'm going to bring down there. Just a moment. I'm bringing this caller in. Miss Kim? If you have yourself on mute. Okay, she had her hand up. Maybe she stepped away for a moment.
Antoinette, am I back?
Yeah, go ahead.
I had my phone muted and forgot. Just like you said, open up, unmute. But anyway, I just want to say I give everyone the highest exaltation. But Brother Kwame is so filled. His Kwame soul is just rolling.
Yes, it is.
Yes, oh my goodness. Thank you so much, Kwame. Do you know, just like you said, I didn't even know they used the left hand for the relay. But when you just said it, and what have people been, if we're left-handed or right-handed, haven't they criticized the left-handed people so much throughout life?
Yeah.
And the left hand is so very important. Do you know most Africans were lefties?
Yeah,
so
my daughter's left-handed. My younger son, he was left-handed, but now he's both. He can use both hands.
Yeah, because maybe it wasn't you, Antoinette. Maybe it was even the schools. The schools tried to take that from the children.
My mother did.
We don't know. That daggone left hand, they hand that relay to that left hand, and that heart is pumping and waiting, and there's more feeling there, too. That's even why a lot of times when people have strokes and things, it starts affecting the left first because of all of the feeling and everything there. So that's what you say, Kwame. So that left hand is back there waiting to pass. When I guess they take it with the right hand, Kwame, or do they receive it with the left hand, too?
They receive it with the left hand because when they're running, they stick the left hand back, and that's when they take out. And why would I take the chance of trying to pass the baton from my left hand to my right? Keep running with it, trusting my heart that when the next person coming, I'm getting ready. And see, the thing about the left hand is because that's the right side of the brain. The right side of the brain sees the world. It's not logic. It sees all of it. That's why women are multi, what they call ambidextrous in our brain, like you say, and your son uses left and right hand. The part of the brain is the right side. It sees the spiritual. It sees the whole picture. It does not see logic that which, when using the right hand, makes the left hemisphere of the brain work. There's a difference in the hemisphere. That's why most people that left-handed are more spiritual, connected, because they're using right brain. A woman is always going to be ambidextrous. Multitasking is what a woman does, because you throw a baby to a man, he's going to try to catch it with his dominant hand. You throw a baby to a woman, she's going to catch it with both hands. That's how her brain works.
Kwame, what did you have to eat today?
He had his reasons.
That's very it's very interesting. I never looked at it dealing with that word, but as soon as you said it, the number hit me. Ambidextrous comes to 47, which is that 11, that 2. And female is 29, which is that 2. So when you said the female ambidextrous at 2 and 2, that just hit home and resonated with me too. So. Yeah, even left. When you look at your left hand, left is 20, which is a 2. So there's that female, and all of that feeling and emotion comes to 29, which is 2. And
what
we know
heart,
that female
heart
is 24, which is 6.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the heart, as he said, you trust in the heart. That's part of the relay. Relay is 6. The heart is 6. The word is 6. It's the word that's coming from the heart that you're relaying in the baton of truth that we pass. So, yeah, I talked about all of that in the beginning of the class, so you can go back and listen to the breakdown of the relay race and how it's spiritual in essence. And this is the information that we're passing on. And I was hoping that Ms. Kim would come on because, again, her experience, and experience is no more than four. That's part of the baton four that's passed on in truth. Truth is four. That's part of her story. Story is four of the truth, the wisdom. Wisdom is four that she's revealing. Reveal is five.
Yeah.
That's the race, to reveal the darn truth to the next generation that has all the truth that you have, all the truth you receive from the generations previous to you that you're passing on now to the generations ahead of you.
Yes.
Ms. Kim, your line
Hello?
Is open if you're ready now.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you.
I was on mute, and then I lost the thing and couldn't get it back. Blessings, everybody, y'all. You all are on it. I'm better now.
Great.
Better now. Because you all are right on it, and that's what we need. Our story. We need to tell our story.
Yeah.
And when you talk about the word, the only thing you didn't say that the word was made flesh. And the purpose of the word being made flesh is for us to know the one that made us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ms. Kim. I appreciate that so much because, yes, I missed it. Made flesh is part of passing the baton because past is seven. Flesh is seven. That's the consciousness in the flesh that became the flesh. Consciousness, it reigns supreme. So yes. Oh, thank you, Ms. Kim. Appreciate it.
Be alone and go ahead.
All right.
Ms. Kim.
Talking.
Ms. Kim.
Yes, sir.
I love you. I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
But love you more. I do want to say, Brother Billy called me today, and he asked me if I would help the Tuskegee Airmen to get the rest of the states to make the port Thursday in March on the Tuskegee Commemorative Day.
Wow.
They're already doing it, but they're already doing it, but they only have about three or four states. Hello?
All right, you put the word. You put the word out. We are going to see what we can do from our various cities and states to see what we can get implemented. So once I get anything started on my end, I will have Antoinette get in touch with you or get in touch with Antoinette and get your information so that we can make contact and start seeing how to get these things happening around this country of America. Because, again,
now, Ms. Kim.
Yes, sir.
Billy
yes, sir.
Said the fourth Thursday
of March.
You know, but, you know, that's really divine order because the fourth week of March, well, it's on Tuesday, Wednesday is the spring equinox, equal day and equal night. That is the beginning of the year. And that's the beginning of what he's saying, beginning to honor them in that time of this new year beginning. March the 23rd is the fourth Thursday, and March the 22nd is the spring equinox. Really is March 21st, but they change it somehow. But that's the first Tuesday, the March 21st, that's the original spring equinox. And that's what's in divine alignment, that he's been given that to act for this to be done through all the states, because all of the states recognize the spring. The whole northern hemisphere recognizes the spring equinox when that happens. And to be doing that for the Tuskegee Airmen with the spring equinox, powerful.
You made me think about something, Brother Kwame. As you said, we know now that it's supposed to land on the 21st.
Right.
But with this leap year and the calendar the way it does, we see how it comes on different days. But again, like I did with the autumn equinox here, that we will see the correct equal day and equal night might not end up when they tell us it's on the 22nd. It might be the day that Ms. Kim actually said that we will be doing the Tuskegee Air. It might end up on that. But in that, when you said that, and I've got the thing, I'm like, wow, it probably will. I'm looking at it. Yeah.
And that's what we did. Remember, we looked at the time as a sunrise and sunset. That's when it's actual equal day and equal night.
Equal day and
it
night.
Doesn't fall on it doesn't fall on the calendar date. It falls on the solar alignment.
Alignment of day and night.
Right. That's the time that that's when it happens.
Exactly. Exactly. And we do now have our family paying attention to that, because when I mention that, you know, a lot of people call me and text me and like, man, I never thought about that. I was like, yeah,
right.
You know, the universe is getting us in order, man. We ain't on man's
right.
artificial time now. We on universal time. We on God's time now. So
but we're in nature's order, because, see, there's cosmic order, there's universal order, there's natural order, and now we're
mm-hmm.
getting back in alignment with the natural order.
Yep. And natural is five, family. That's why we used to wear them. Naturals, the five. And I think they also call them the fro. And by the way,
yeah.
fro is five. Fro is five.
What is Mother Nature, Brother Eddie?
Mother is 26 and nature is 25. 26 and 25 is 51, which is a six. Which is that heart.
Mm-hmm. And she is love.
That's it.
Yeah.
And Brother Eddie?
Yes.
I'm going to ask y'all to forgive us, because I'm going to put myself accountable to this as well. Brother Eddie?
Uh-huh.
There's people that came in after you made your announcement about the game.
Oh. Oh, and thank you, because I was getting ready to mention that, and I forgot. And thank you, family. You all that just came in, we have started a game that's called the Brain Game. And what it is that if you win, you basically get a free hour of not only your reading by numbers, but any questions that are important or interesting to you that you want to engage with me by the number, because we're going to make sure that anything that you're interested in deals with your number of your name and birth, so you can see the correlation with the words that you're interested in that's also attached to who you are by the number. So the game deals with, I will be giving you different scenarios or different quotations that we're all used to, but the main words will be supplemented with the number five. So you can replace the number five with one word or more than one word. For example, it would be five for five. You would have to find out what words represents five and the other five, five for five. So since that's the example, the words, and like I said, you can't come up with nothing crazy. It's got to be the quotes or phrases that we've all heard and we all know. So five for five actually stands for food for thought. Food is 14, thought's 41. When you add food for thought up, guess what? You get 68. 6 + 8 is 5, but we ain't got to get that deep into it. All you have to do is find out what the 5 for 5 is, which for that phrase was food for thought. So the two that we have for this week, and if nobody gets it, it will carry on until next class. So the two that I gave, the first one was a five makes a five soft. Again, a five will make a five soft. A five makes a soft five. Excuse me, family. A five makes a soft five. Again, a five makes a soft five. And again, I didn't mention two words that will equal five. Example would be for me, martial arts. Martial 22, arts 19 equals 41, which is a five. You can say get well. A lot of people use that phrase, get well, two words. Well, get well comes up to 32. Willpower comes up to 32. So those are two words. So again, the first one is five makes a soft five. The second one is five what five? So I know that'll probably get everybody, but five what five? So those are the two. And like I said, if you get either one, you get that hour of a free reading and a conversation of whatever you want to talk about. And it basically deals definitely with your interest and your number. Why you're even bringing them up, we're going to find out why. So that's what would be. And if you, by chance, wanted to use that to give it as a gift, not that we celebrate Christmas or anything else, but you might know someone who's into numbers, or you just might want them to get into something, and you give them that gift, well, they can get in contact with me, and I'll give them the reading and everything. So that's the game that we have now for our classes. So we have something other than just to think about. Now we got something, hey, we can really, I can deal with that. And like I said, it's a brain game, so it will make us think, and that's what we have to do. Get back to critical thinking. So why not play a game using that reboot to basically challenge our brains in this game? So that's the premise of the game, family. Any questions?
I'm missing something.
What are you missing, Ms. Kim?
I'm not quite understanding. We're supposed to find the five. I'm not understanding.
Okay, yeah, the word that comes to five, like I said, I gave a phrase, five for five. You have to find the word that replaces the number five. When I say four, we're talking about the word F-O-R, four. Five for five. And that phrase, five for five, the words that come there are food for thought. We've all heard food for thought, never knowing that food is five and thought is five. So that's why it's a brain game, because even brain, five, game is five. So all the words are basically dealing with five, but it's the phrases that I give that you have to find what words go in place of the five in that phrase. Does that explain it any better, Ms. Kim?
I understood what you said. I don't have the concept, but I'll get it.
Okay. I'm trying to find another way that I can give it to you, but
I think you're going to have to talk to her and explain it to
her. That's what I was thinking, too. So you can do that, Sister Antoinette. You could leave her my number, and she can call me at her leisure, you know, and we'll talk about it so that I can give you a better understanding of what the game deals with, so that you can understand what I'm giving and what I'm trying to give.
Okay, so, thank you.
Okay, that's no problem.
Y'all don't forget I'm 82.
No, we don't. Hey, we love that. Hey, you.
Yes, we do, Ms. Kim.
You two, You ain't no 82 to me. Shoot, you sharp. You, like I said, you ain't showing no slowing down. And as the song goes by McFadden and Whitehead, ain't no stopping you now.
No. I promise. And this can would be 83 in a couple of months.
Oh, yeah.
No, ma'am, next month.
Next month, okay.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because
so,
next month
so,
is December. I'm sorry, Miss Kim. I was thinking it was still October.
So, Brother Eddie, if she's 82, 8 and 2 is 10. Is she really starting over? She's just one now?
No,
that's what I feel
it's
like.
Not that you can look at one, but when you look at that in the spiritual term, she's our elder that leads the awakening. She's bringing that old vibration of the awakening that she experienced back then through her journey and everything that she's been through, and now she's able to bring that awakening to the awakening that we're having, that sound, that frequency that has always been in the air, she's bringing to us now in truth. And what she got that we could now not only experience it her way, but see it in the way that it's given to us and how we can use it today. Part of that baton that is being passed from generation to generation. As Brother Kwame said, 5G is five generations. So, again, that's part of the relay race because it's a generational race. With the information each generation has, but they also have the generations of everything that was.
Mm-hmm.
They are bringing what was to what is, and to what is to what will be. And guess what? What was is to, what is to, and what will be is to. Two brings us to that six, and the six is the heart of the word of the relay that we given on that line from the past to the future.
Brother Ed.
Yes, Ms. Kim.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, Brother Kwan. I want you to talk about the bird, and y'all, go ahead, Brother Kwame, but I just want to tell you what I wanted. It's about the bird leading and looking back. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Sankofa. Sankofa bird. And
okay,
what I was going to, and Ishtar was asking and saying that, you know, was it 10? No, the human body makes itself over every 7 years. So Miss Kim is on her 11th seven, and she's going into her 12th seven, which would make that'd be 77, and then another seven would be 12 times 7. She'll be going on 83, and she's going into her 12th seven. See, the body makes itself over every 7 years.
Right, yeah.
And so that means is that she's been here 11 makeover. Her body has done it and is going on its 12. She's moving into that next seven.
So it's a new beginning.
That's it. You're gonna get a whole new makeover.
Yes, that one again. I know 8 represents new beginning, but 1 is a very new beginning.
Right.
Wow.
But that bird you was talking about, bird, by the way, as you're talking about that 7, bird is 16, which is also 7.
Brother Kwame, could you tell them about the bird?
The Sankofa bird is a symbol in which the bird is looking back over its back to look at what it symbolizes. It's okay to look back to the past in order to bring what from the past, what's good, to the future of where you're going. Your foundation comes from your past. And even the part of, you know, that bird looking back, I was a bird in that eggshell back there. Now I'm moving forward. I look back at it, but I'm no longer that chick that was in that eggshell.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as my understanding, it's looking back for the one that's supposed to replace them.
No, it's bringing what really is you bringing what was given. It said that's why it's called Sankofa. Go back and fetch that which was good to bring it forward. The foundation of things that were good in that life that you came from out of that egg, that cosmic egg, is going back into that and finding out what can you bring forward from that cosmic egg that will help you make the way that you're going to turn to.
So it's really hard to live your future without knowing your past. In other words, I know where I came from, and I know where I'm headed now.
The saying is that past, present, and future are all simultaneously now. It's which one you choose to use. Dionne Warwick has a song, she says, "A fool to lose tomorrow looking back at yesterday."
Say that again.
Dionne Warwick, "I'll Never Love This Way Again" is the name of the song, and she has a line in there that says, "A fool to lose tomorrow looking back at yesterday." Because when we stay in now, we've won. We're in now, and what now says is that I have won this moment. This is where the most important decisions are to be made in my now, because I can use the energy of what got me to here to go and move to where I want to go. It's an inside job. You have to go within, see the vision, make the plan, and manifest it.
Living in the moment.
That's it. Because all you have is right now.
So, yes, Jeff.
All that we've said on this show is all in the past. All that we haven't spoken is going to be the future of what's going to be recorded next.
That's why we are right here. In the infinity, in its infinity, in this middle is called the present. And from this present of infinity, we can go back to the past. And we can come back to the present of the infinity and go to the future.
Yeah.
This is
but the
infinity on its side gives you the symbol of the number 8. This is why that number 8 of infinity, when you look at that one circle on one side, 8 is past. Past is 17, which is 8. From the other side to the future of the 8, future is 35, which is 8. This is why is on its side to show you the polarity of past and future. And you being in that bow tie in the middle, call infinity, right here in the present. That's why infinity is 32, which is 5, and present. We are the present, family. Present is 32, the 5. I got 5 on it. Woo, go ahead, Brother Corn.
Yeah. But what I was going to say, the indigenous say the most sacred is between the exhale and the inhale, the inhale and the exhale.
I concur. Inhale is 2 and exhale is 4. We've been talking about it all night. The 6, the heart. That's the heart, the 2 and the 4, that never stops. That's not what you call voluntary. It's involuntary, the heart. And that's connected to when we inhale 2 and exhale 4. Heart is 24, inhale and exhale is 24. That's why we call it 24/7. 2 + 4 + 7, we back to 13, family. You can't live without your heart and breathing. Stop any one of them, and guess what? It's called 5. You die. Woo. Go ahead, Brother Carmen.
Nah, you tapped that one right on out the park.
Yes, she did.
But what we're doing now in this energy exchange of our understanding and speaking that which is speaking truth to power, as we say, because there's power in being able to have an overstanding and the dissemination of taking the word and giving it the frequency of number and creating the numerology to go with the astrology, the astral self, because the astronomy is who we are coming as from a cosmic being. And so it's understanding the frequency in which a tonation, how we use those words that are done by spell, because it's the spelling that gives the frequency of the number vibration.
Yes, yes. That's why that baton that we passing with all this truth speaking that we have is based on the spelling, which is four, baton four, truth is four, behind all these English words that we're using. That's why English in and of itself casts spells. English is 32, which is five. Cast spells is 41, which is five. English knew from the very beginning of religion, which is 32, the five, which would bring confusion, 32, the five.
Yes.
That will kill what? Human beings, the five, from their thought alone. Because, again, they're controlling it by the number behind the words. We only are embracing, and that's why God is embrace. Embrace is four. See?
And
when we inhale, we release, and when we exhale, what we've embraced. And that's all we're doing with the two and the four of the heart. We embrace and release. We inhale and exhale, coming directly from the breathing and the breath, coming from that mind, as we say, from the heart. That's why the whole relay race that we're in deals with that word, that vibration, that beat that comes from our heart. And that's why, as Kwame said, if you notice, the runner takes the baton with the left hand, but if you notice it, he always, or he puts it in the right hand when they're running. They switch hands.
Yes.
See, ambidextrous, as we say. Grab it with one, take it with the other to pass off. It's a beautiful thing. Watching that five work, it's called the left and the right. Left is two, right is three. It's the five. See? Left is the logic. Right is the creative. Even in the numbers of the word. It's beautiful, man. This is, I love y'all, family. That's why at the end of the day, like I said, what was, what is, and will be. And at the end, this will be an everlasting love, family. That's what we're working towards. That's what the race is all about, the everlasting love. That's coded in our DNA. See? And this is why they basically don't want this, because what are we pushing? We want to live in peace. Why? In peace comes stuff, baby. We all want to be in peace, but they want war. What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Nothing.
Say it again. See? But that's where the money is in war. It ain't in peace. You can't make no money in peace.
No.
But yet you want to, these liars want to, all these perpetrators want to always tell you that they for peace. Come on now. Stop the madness. This is why they I'm going to something else, and it's not necessary. But anyway, family, what anybody got something to add to the mix? I'm about to go off on a tangent, and there's no need to.
Brother Eddie. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
I feel God told me to help his people see themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Which is exactly what you're talking about in passing the baton.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I'm actually trying to find one of the words that you, okay, that's it. That's when we look at the five, the race, when we look at another word for the five called the race, it says be yourself. There you go, Ms. Kim, with the five. That's what you're helping the people to do. That's why help is seven. Yourself is seven. Seven, seven. Be is seven. Be yourself. Seven, seven is five. So be yourself, family, because everybody else is taken. Be yourself and be authentically who you are. That's it.
The best you can be.
That's it.
To God be the glory.
Thank you. Yes. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Wow. But, yes, family. See, we got all of this wisdom, information, knowledge. And my cousin had basically texted me because we always talk and everything, and she just wanted to let me know how great of a teacher I was. And I thank us, as I always do. And I took that, but I always let people know I'm a good teacher. I'm not patting myself on the back, but I know that I'm a better student because I'm still learning. See, and that's what we're all doing. We're still learning. So I can take me being a teacher, but I know it's my learning that makes me a better teacher. And I learn every day from y'all, family. This is why I love y'all. That's what makes me a better teacher. The love that y'all give me, guess what? Teacher is five and love is five. The love that I receive from you make me a better teacher.
That's your time.
That's why I always tell you how much I truly love y'all. You know. See. So, yes, family, it's all about be yourself. And anybody that comes and tries to tell you something other than who you are and try to help you to see who you are along your journey, run for us, run. Run for us. See. Because if a person ain't showing you how to help yourself, they don't know they self. I'm not going to tell you something for me and try to give it to you. That ain't for you. I'm here to help you help yourself. Find your damn self if you haven't. Other than that, I ain't doing nothing to change because, again, we can't change nothing. As I say, the universe, the creator, dictates the change in you. I'm here to enhance wherever you are. That's me passing the baton. It's an enhancement. I'm here to encourage you, encouragement for your improvement. That's it. Ain't about mine. It's about yours. What I got to give. If I ain't got nothing to give, let me keep it moving and let somebody else come along and water your tree, baby. Somebody will. See? So that's what, again, Sam, that's what we all are in this relay race. The water is nothing but four. That's the God. That's that intervention. That if I don't water you, somebody else is going to come water you because the water is no more than the message of truth that they have to give you. If I didn't give you that water of truth, somebody else is coming along with the water of truth to sit in your roots, baby, so that your tree can become strong. So it's, we're all part of this, baby. And just all I want everybody to do is to know the part that you are. The world is a big stage, and everybody has a part. Part is seven. What we've been talking about tonight, that flesh, that consciousness. your journey. See, that's why you're a master. You are a master of all trades, or a jack of all trades. Excuse me, family. You are a jack. Your mind is that jack. You're a jack of all traits and a master of one, baby, not none. You ain't live your life to master nothing. You are a master of one. And what did you master? Yourself. Master is seven. Yourself is seven. That's who you master. And ain't nobody the master but you and your creator. And that's who you and we are getting back in line with, that master of self. Know thyself. See? And that's part of the baton that we pass to our babies, to our children, to our youth, to the new school. From the OGs, as Kwame said, old school to new school. See, you're not trying to change them. We're trying to enhance them. Enhance is the encouragement to make them better, better than what they are. Because we know their potential, because we know our own potential. And we know our potential, their potential is greater than ours, each generation. So that's even embedded in us. We know what they can do because we know what we can do. All we have to do is be the two called the example so that they won't just keep seeing bull. They'll see that we out there practicing what we preach. That's the true example. You lead by example, and we are all leaders. And all we have to do is set the precedent, the example, be what we're supposed to be so they can see it. So in you, what you are to be, they can see it, so they see what they're to be just by seeing you being the example of who you are. But let me back up and digress because then I got too quiet. I don't know if I'm talking to myself. I feel like I'm talking to myself.
You're not talking to yourself, brother. You're not talking to yourself. I want to tell you what the words say. The words say study mm-hmm. to show yourself approved. And it also says that we're supposed to die daily, which means we're supposed to move the things that we find in us. And we all got them, you know?
I love it. You say words that I forget at times because there's so many words with numbers, but that same seven, when you say it, the word says you're supposed to study, baby. That's the seven, y'all. You got to study this. You got to study nature because the nature that you study in yourself when you study nature. That's why it's the same number. That's why we're getting back to nature. Everybody said get back to nature. You're getting back to yourself. Because once we get out in nature, we discover ourselves in the things that we start to become aware of in nature. That's a part of us. That's the beauty of all this. So, we got to study, baby. Because guess what? They not studied the hell out of us. They not studied us like nobody business. And they using everything that they know about us that we don't know about ourselves on us. But that's the race and the times that we're in, that the revealing revelation has started. See?
Yeah, I'm sorry, and I had myself on this.
That's why I was so quiet, huh?
Yeah. It was quiet.
Oh, okay,
but,
y'all
going
to blame it all on me.
Oh, no, I ain't blaming it on nobody. Miss Kim came in and said, no, I wasn't by myself, so... Everybody that took a break, I know Kwame probably.
And I was answering you.
Okay, with no sound, so you was on mute. That's why we didn't hear you. And like I said, Brother Kwame probably went on mute and listening to the other show. He said that he was multitasking, coming in late on us, listening to another show. So he's probably back on that and Sister Ishtar and I got kind of quiet, so she's probably taking stuff in. She might be on the computer trying to find out.
I'm live.
Okay. So, but anyway, family, what I wanted to say, if nobody had nothing to add, because it is 10:30, a little bit after, and again, I want to make sure that Sister Antoinette gets her rest, because I don't want her to sound like she sounded last Friday with Miss Kim. It wasn't a problem because I was there to step in. No problem at all. I enjoyed it. It was beautiful to me. I enjoyed
well,
the company.
Thank you all so much.
That's part
well,
of the
I
family.
Well, I want to remind y'all. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brother Eddie.
No, I was just saying 5D to me again is you, family. It's called Family Tree. Y'all part of that Christ consciousness. That's my family tree. 5G can't affect me. It can't affect us. It's on this vibration. They can do what they want to do.
That's right.
Ain't no
weapon formed against. No weapon formed against us shall prosper.
See, I did a class on that because weapon again is 16, which is that 7. That's part of the consciousness.
Yes, and we do have someone with their hand up. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Go ahead, bring him in.
I'm sorry, brother. Okay. Area code 415.
Hi, everyone. This is Olivia. Mavon, I'm Brother Eddie's cousin. Hi.
Oh, hey, Olivia.
Hey,
hi.
I am well, and I am enjoying the class. I'm enjoying everyone add on, and I just want to add on a little bit of my experience and journey and say that I wanted to add with the Dying Daily is I noticed that, and I'm Generation X, by the way, and I've noticed that when I am fasting that I'm connecting more like to consciousness and more things are coming through my dreams to inform me on this side. And I use that to me, I say technique or technology to inform my children that I have. Because it's all of this is actually, I mean, I'm so excited about the awakening. It's something new to me. It's not, I'm not scared of it. At first, I was kind of leery of it in the beginning because I was like, what's all these things, these changes and numerology and, I mean, just knowing how to do the numbers behind the words. Still learning that as well from my cousin and everything, but I just wanted to say first, like, just adding to it is that it's happening as far as passing the torch. I've, you know, born in 77 and my children were born in 2000 and I'm passing to them what my experience is and how I'm getting connected and how I'm receiving messages and how my dreams are telling me I have to connect with my natural GPS to know how to navigate in my spiritual journey. So I just wanted to add that.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yes.
And welcome
to
the family. We're happy to have you.
Thank you. Yes, I listen often every Wednesday, and I'm just like, I'm inhaling all this information. Even if I just listen and then re-listen and take my notes down, it's just I'm sharing that with my children because I want them to be informed. I want them to know. I want them to see what it's like to be able to tap into their own navigation system that they're naturally born with to know how to
right.
make the choices, and they're doing it. And I'm watching them navigate.
Right.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they teach me because they're connected. And
yes.
I didn't know as much how they are connected until, you know, I go to work, I come home, I sit down at the table, and I give them a little piece of me, and I listen to them, and I'm enlightened.
Oh, that's
but you can't do it if you didn't listen, though, could you? If you didn't listen to them, how would you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I'm always learning how to listen to them and give them their time. And we work through the things together. And I say it's just a beautiful time is this to be able to see everything unfold. And everyone of each generation, we're all talking and that we're all connecting, we're all sharing. Because I'll say, I didn't have this. I grew up, you know, very like religious. And then I went through my journey in 2016, and it's just been amazing since then, just to wake up to my consciousness and that I can think for myself and just and see differently.
God be the glory.
Yes.
That's what it's about.
So thank you for letting me share.
We have another call.
Okay,
but I'm going to bring this
right
call
quick.
In. Go ahead.
Let me say this before you bring the other call in. Thank you, cuz. Thank you and family. This is a pleasure for me to have this cousin out of all the cousins I have call in because, again, I'm passing the torch to her from all of the information that I got from our last living aunt that gave me all of the information of our family history from 1855.
Yes.
See, so
yes.
I have our DNA that she went and got and dug up before any of this ancestral nonsense came about.
Mm-hmm.
So we have black and white records of all of this, and my cousin Olivia will be the one that I pass the baton to carry all this information on, and to know that she's doing what she's doing with her children already, you know, keeps me going, you know, and this
yes,
is what I'm saying, man. This is how we have to pass on.
Yes.
Yes, that's wonderful.
So
and I got mine from my uncle. Yes, thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Code 786, Brother Ray.
Bless you.
Oh, good evening. Good evening.
Oh, Brother Ray, how are you doing, my brother?
Bless him.
Brother Eddie, this was an excellent teaching tonight. And I thank you. I've been listening. I just wanted to listen like you said. You learn when you listen. And excellent teaching. And it's all part of what we got to do. Like you said, everybody has a different part to play. And let's play our parts now more than ever. So I just want to thank you and thank Sister Antoinette for just making this happen. I appreciate all of you. And I thank God for you. I want to just let everybody know I'm here. A lot of times I'm there, but I don't call in. So, like Antoinette lost her voice last Friday, I lost mine a couple of times, so I just rather sit and listen. But I thank all of you. I thank God for making this happen. So
we thank you and appreciate you, Brother Ray. And it's been a long time since we've heard you, and you're sounding good and strong, my brother. And I look forward to hearing what you have to share with the family this Friday coming up. So I appreciate you and love you too. And that love is reciprocated, brother. Ditto. Love you, my brother. Stay strong.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that,
you
brother. We thank
and
God.
You know I love you, Brother Ray.
To the creator of the universe.
Bless you, Brother Ray, and I hope that the family has tuned in to the Glory Awards where you received your award, because I want to tell you what you said on that platform right there. The family definitely needs to hear that.
Well, if you go to YouTube,
I'll put the link up for the show on Friday. I'll put the link in for that. I already have the link up for the show, but I'll go back in and add the link for the show. For where you when you received the award, everyone, Brother Ray received the Glory Award, the Pace of Glory Award. So we're very proud and just so grateful for him and grateful that he just blesses us with his presence.
It was the lifetime achievement award.
And he shares so much wisdom with us. I'm sorry, Brother Ray.
Yeah, I'm just saying it was a Lifetime Achievement Award from a group in Los Angeles, Pace News, that I did not know. But I'm thankful and grateful that they were following me for a while, for a long time, and they knew what I didn't know about me. I thank them for that. But all of our works will go to our people. They will hear. And now is the time for them to hear and to act. They have to learn the lesson, mm-hmm. particularly the teaching of the Eddie, and I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, while we've got this little spot right here, I would like to ask if we could put together some formats, like, for instance, talking about the commemorative day, a format of how we need to do that. I have no idea. I just have the idea of doing it, so, but I need help in putting it together, if you all would think about it for me.
Will do.
Yes, will
and
do.
I want to remind everyone, don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Delios at 10 a.m. And we have our brother Ray with us. Don't forget him on Sunday at 3 p.m. for the drum call. And it's 3 p.m. Eastern time, no matter where you are in the world, at 3 p.m. Eastern time. You know, so have it culminate with your time so that it's at 3 p.m. that we're drumming. And so don't forget Friday. Brother Ray and I will be on at 9 o'clock p.m. And the class is What Now? And
right
Brother
up.
Eddie and I will be back Sunday. Well, no, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Brother Eddie and I will be back Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. And Friday, I have a special guest, Spider Turner, and he made a song, and I was going to play it before we left, but Stand By Me. And he also did the introduction to the Dragon.
The Last Dragon.
Thank you, Brother Eddie. The Last Dragon. So we have some things coming up, and, you know, I try to be open for everyone.
He's got that glow, that magic glow. He's got that glow, that magic glow. Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
can I
remember that.
Can I remember. Can I add on that drum call for those who have haven't heard about it? It is going around the world. It is in on the east coast of the west coast of Africa. It's in Central South America. Venezuelans are doing it. The Brazilians are doing it. And even in the Antarctic, the Australians, the Aborigines are doing it. Those people who are oppressed and know it and looking for ways to address it. We even have some Europeans addressing and drumming. And, of course, we have the Native Americans, my brothers and sisters, on this continent. Now, they've taken off with it. They're running with it. And I'm so appreciative to that because I couldn't handle all of that myself. I think we have the ideas, but we can't make it happen alone. We have to have help. And we've really got to put our shoulder to the wheel and help those who come up with ideas that we can help them with. Everybody has a role to play, and we need to play it. So I'm just thankful for Sister Antoinette for bringing this thing out. I do so much talking, I just forget sometimes at certain times. But I'm just grateful that we're able to reach our people and teach our people. And the drum call is the beat of the heart, as Brother Kwame has made it very clear. It is the heartbeat, and it is the heartbeat of humanity, which means people who are drumming all over the world. They have different languages. Even in China, there's some folk who are drumming. 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, synchronized drumming. And pray. Don't forget the prayer that goes up with that. I pray for divine intervention. Divine intervention. Creator, come help us with this. These demons we have to deal with. And we'll deal with them. I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Ray. And I'd like to add to that when I use the phrase with the family and said, I can't change anything. The universe dictates all changes. We say it another way. Prayer changes. See?
Yes, it
but
does.
Number the universe is two. Pray is two, family. See? The universe, which is prayer, added to it, it changes. We don't change nothing. We, like I said, we're the helpers. We're here to help. See? So, yes, pray, baby, pray. Pray is also meditation. It's also visualization. It's also reflections. This is why Michael said, start with what? The man, the woman, and what? The mirror. That's why mirror is fire, baby. We are the actual mirror. Because when we fellowship, we reflect to actually help one another to get that interpretation that we have correct, to get it in order. See, for me, I ain't trying to correct nobody. I ain't trying to tell nobody if they right or wrong. I'm pushing with the universe of change. It's called order, baby. Get in order. Get in alignment. That's the order of the day, the alignment that we're supposed to be in. Just like the planets, everything as above is in alignment. It's waiting on who? Us to get in alignment. And that's what we're talking about. So I love it, family. I love it. So keep your meditation, keep your visualization, and keep your prayers up, because that's positive.
Brother Eddie.
That's the thoughts. Yes, ma'am.
It says if two agree on touching anything, they shall have what they ask.
Yes. That's why it's up to us. We got to come together. All of the different informations that we have, bring it to that one. See? Because it's just like mathematics. We all trying to get to the one. But you come in with 5 plus 5. You come in with 6 plus 4, 3 plus 7, 8 plus 2, 1 plus 9. 10 plus Z, we all get into the 1, the 10, baby. That's it. See? And we all got a part of that 1. That
and
image.
Jeanette.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you remember the question that I asked you that you never answered?
No, ma'am, I don't. Forgive me, I don't.
Is it, what's the one thing that we can ask and agree upon from Dry Bones, the family? When you say divine order?
Yes.
I think we need to add
divine order.
Yes, but if you go to Google and ask Google what does divine order mean? Somebody know what that means?
Let me wait a minute. I had too many windows open.
I couldn't tell you what Google would say, but I have my own of divine order, which I give.
Okay.
Divine order comes to one, family. We're talking about the one, and you add divine order up. That's the one. And, again, order out of chaos. That's the 5G or the paradigm shift. The paradigm shift is for us who are in order to bring order to the chaos or out of the chaos. Because we see all of the craziness, the chaotic actions of everything that's happening around us. And if we're not part of the chaos, we are part of the order.
Yes.
And again, day is seven, divine is seven. So the order of the day is the divine order. Like I said, I don't know how Google going to put it. You know, that's how I'm going to put it, with the numbers. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
Okay. Divine order is trusting God to give you discernment, to lead, guide, direct, protect, and give you wisdom. Proverbs 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. and divine order out of revelation. Divine revelation is an order of knowledge through which God has revealed and given himself to us by making known the mystery, his plan of loving goodness formed from all eternity in Christ on behalf of everyone.
And I forgot about that word and that number of seven, mystery. See, my
yes.
story is not a mystery. Mystery is seven, which is yourself. They have made yourself, us, a mystery. This is what we're taught, but we're breaking that curse of the mystery, and it's not a curse. It's just us not being aware of self, of who we are. And like I said, revelations, the revealing, and as you said, divine order coming from God, understanding that divine order by number one. One is creator. One is self. One is know. Know the self, the part of the self that is part of the creator. And we have to learn to be a good representative of truth, of God,
yeah.
of that creator, of that understanding within us. We are all representatives, but how are you representing that God, that truth, divine order that you stand for? Nobody else. Somebody else might be doing something a little different. I see it. I like it. It becomes a part of me. I use it because it's useful, because it resonated with me. And that's what we're all doing. As I always say, whatever I give that is useful, use it, baby. And what's not useful, let it go. We got enough garbage, enough stuff, enough junk in our life. We don't need nobody else's doo-doo, to put it lightly. See?
Yeah.
So, again,
I got a message from Brother Kwame. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. You had paused. I thought you were done. But Brother Crowley said that he dropped. Thank us, child family, good night.
Yes, thank Brother Kwame, because, again, Brother Kwame, as always, adds to the information
yes,
that we are always giving in the class. So that brother's always appreciated.
Always.
You know.
Yes,
and that's,
does.
Again, he has a part that he expresses very well, but we all can express what it is we have to give. See,
yes.
And that's how once we truly know yourself, your gift, your mastery of what we've been given at birth, that gift started at birth. That's why we
Absolutely.
Even call a baby at birth, because birth is seven. Baby is seven. Gift is seven. That's why babies are called a gift. It all
yes.
comes back to knowing yourself at birth as that baby. Education does a miseducation to who we are, because it takes us off of yourself by implanting the system, so-called criteria of education, and not educating us in the nature that we're even born to. But again, I'll get
That's
going on.
Fault too.
And
yes, go ahead.
Now, I was just about to say it's almost 11 o'clock, so we said we was going to get off to give you some rest time, and we not took that through, but it's always appreciated that the family called in to add to the class.
Yes.
And
I thought
family,
she said there was a hand up.
No,
yeah.
I got them. We got them. What I wanted to do before we left, I want y'all to hear Spider Turner. So I'm going to play Stand By Me so you know what you're going to get next week. Okay? And then we come back. Okay. Here we go, y'all.
I should just go ahead and take my shoes off, huh? Take my shirt off. Take my pants off. Just get all the way cool, okay? This next song. Well, let me just start it out. I know y'all, some of y'all. Yeah, some of y'all in here are as old as I am, okay? So I know you're going to remember this.
1, 2, 3.
This song was a big hit for me back in 1967. It went something like this.
Something like this, he might say. I've been thinking about it, yeah.
stand by me. The late great Mr. Otis Redding. Anybody say something like this? Look, step, 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 step. Mr. Melvin Franklin of the Temptations might say, darling, 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 you know that I need somebody to stand by me. The late great Mr. Joe Tex, he might have said something like this, he might say, you know it's not all the chance that a man gets to be born. A woman that a man is cheering when he goes to work. And when the man finds a woman that they can't cook. 1, 2, 3, Miss Diana Ross. I used to end the song with, my name is Spider Turner, and I'll drop down on my knees and say, well, I'm 71 years old, I ain't getting down on my damn knees. I might not get back up. But as I look around, I see we got some hip-hoppers in the building, or out here. Yeah, we got a lot of hip-hoppers out here. I got something for y'all. We got so many people out here that like hip-hop and won't admit it. I call y'all closet hip-hoppers. But I'm going to do a little, I'm gonna hook y'all up with a little something, something. Just a little something. Just a little something, something. Break y'all off, something. Okay? All right. Here we go. Coming to you from the tip top, got the dope show, make your eyes on the lip drop. I come properly humping, straight out bumping. I'm gonna break you off something proper. I'm a long stopper, not a hip hopper, but I ride a tight like a chopper. And if you wanna know who I be, you better ask somebody. Hey, yo, yeah.
Hello?
Hello? Okay, you went on the thing that shows where everybody dropped.
Everybody's gone?
I'm still here.
On the thing. Oh, okay, you know what, on the show thing, you know, in the studio, it had every, it showed everybody dropped.
Hmm. Well, it's, we're already overtime, so yeah, it just, you know how, as we used to say, we coming up on that hour over, we don't know what they gonna do to cut off, but again, they not cut everything on your system off like you said, you don't see nobody showing.
No, I mean, they just have a whole list of everybody was on there that dropped. They just have everybody dropped.
Mm. Okay.
Show is done, too. So we still here.
Well, Spider was on the Northern Soul show, Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
But Sister Antoinette,
as I was trying to say, if nobody actually has anything else, we need to let you go so you can rest yourself up for Friday's class with Brother Ray.
Yep, I will. I promise you I will.
So does anybody have anything to add before we close the class out for this evening?
Yeah, you have to jump in because I'm sorry, I can't see anything. So, I don't know who's here, who's not here.
Who's here, not right. You can't pull nobody in or nothing like that. So,
no.
Okay, then.
Blessings. It was a beautiful show.
Thank you, Ms. Kim. And we always, it's a pleasure to always hear your voice and to have you add to the information of the class. It's always a pleasure, you know. So.
Yes.
The whole thing
is for the glory of God. That's our whole purpose, and that's what people don't understand. That's what we're here for.
The for God, like I always tell people, for me it's the numbers. They'll get it because get it is 31, which is God. They'll get it. If it's for them get it.
But they can't get it if they don't hear it, Brother Eddie. If they don't see it, and that's what we're doing. And that's what we're doing. You know?
Some of the people we try to give it to are part of the deaf, like we said. You know, we're giving this to people who can't really hear what we have been hearing for so long. See, it's not nothing new. You've been doing this.
But I can't hear what, Brother Eddie, we're being fed as we give, too.
What was that?
I said we're being fed as we give.
Oh, Ms. Kim, yes. I mean, that's the only reason that I do these classes, because what I'm giving, I get replenished after every class, and it lets me know that, okay, here's your reward, my son. Here's your next class. You know, you've been given what we've given you. We're going to keep you full. We're going to keep you with what we need you to give to the people, to wake them up, to shake them up. Whatever they need, we're going to give you that word.
I see it, brother. You walking in, brother. Come in.
So that's beautiful. All we got to do. And like I said, I'm not trying to be nothing that nobody else has potential to do. Just being helpful us recognize who and what we are and our part to the Creator, to this
mystery
that is now being revealed to us, and it's nothing they can do.
Ain't nothing they can
do
about it. Ain't nothing. Yeah. And as long as we stay in love, if we stay in love, don't mean that we can't correct now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But if we do it in love, ain't nothing can be done about it, Brother Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
And nothing they can do, because that's what everybody really needs. That's what they want. And that's what the enemy's trying to keep from us.
That's why I made the statement. This will be an everlasting love.
Yeah, it is.
And they're trying to stop
It already is, Brother Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
It already is. We've just got to get in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, the love,
but
love.
We can't just get in it by ourselves.
No, we can't.
That's we're connecting with Dry Bones Connection. The bones are connecting.
Absolutely.
That's what we're doing. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And there are those that don't understand, and there are those that don't agree. But he says for those that have eyes. That means that there are those that don't. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. Those that have ears to hear.
Right. Exactly.
Those that don't have ears to hear, ain't nothing we can do about it.
No, it's not.
As long as we're doing what we're supposed to do. Brother, you all said something earlier before I came in. God told me about offenses. There are going to be offenses every day.
Yeah.
Every day. That's something that you can count on. But our job is to make sure that we're not one of the offenders.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do that, then we can let that offense roll off our back.
Yep.
And don't get offended by the offense, because that's what the offense is for. For you to get offended, when you get offended, you get up to square.
That's why I mentioned before, we have to remain steadfast and be the thermostat, which means we control the gauge. If we don't, we are the thermometer. And being the thermometer, they control
the temperature. You're going up and down.
They push your
button
and make you going up and down. That's right. Don't give them that power. We have the power. We control the buttons. Don't let nobody say something that's going to push your buttons. See? That's why I can use every offensive word and see the number of the positive word behind what they're trying to offend me with. No weapon, no word formed against me, damn, it's going to prosper. See? Because I know who backing me up. See? So as long as we know that and we do what we're supposed to